Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. This is episode 400, solo podcast. I know it's been a lonely couple weeks. I just moved, but within Austin, Texas, just a little north of where I used to live. And I just want to talk about personal responsibility. This is the Personal Responsibility Podcast, episode 400. I used Caddy Moving. And I recommend them. But before Caddy Moving came to my apartment, I looked up the Yelp reviews. And they had like one star by like four different people. But I made the appointment and I still went through with it. And here's what I said to the guy. I need a guy for about 2 hours. Before the guy came over, I spent 3 days packing my stuff in boxes. So everything was boxed up, ready to go. I rented a U-Haul and I said, come at 2 p.m., not 9 a.m., because I still had hours and hours of more packing to do. So that morning, I woke up at, 9 or 10, and I packed for 4 or 5 hours, had a lunch, had a little rest. The guy knocks on my door right at 2, and the moving van was outside with the drawbridge down. And, and he was a great kid. I forget what his name was, but he was a great kid. And when I looked at the Yelp reviews, they were like, oh my God, these guys charge more than they thought, than I thought, they charge this, they charge that. It was $45 an hour and I used him for 2 hours. It cost me $90. I think when people wake up the day of the move, having done absolutely no preparation, they don't have boxes, they don't have a U-Haul ordered, they don't have, then they're victims. Well, they charge me more. Yeah. Was your shit in boxes or was it like in drawers? You fucking idiot. Like when I'm reading these reviews, none of them said I didn't prep. They're all blaming the moving company for not charging less for doing more. This is an epidemic of no social skills and no personal responsibility. I went to there's another place I really want to shout out. It's called Halal Fried Chicken and Wings. They're in Mueller Park. Their food is so good. Halal Fried Chicken and Burgers. And when I'm stressed out, I like shoving fried chicken in my face. And this place was great. So I ordered ahead. I walked right in. I go, hi, my name's Eric. They handed me food. I was shook by the Yelp reviews. One of the reviews said, it didn't look like these people wanted to serve me. It didn't look like these people wanted to serve me. So you walk in assuming that they're prejudiced against you, and you don't walk up to the counter and say, can I have a number 4? And I'll take this and I'll have that. They didn't like that. Do you want them to jump over the counter and whisper sweet nothings into your ear? It's okay. It's just fried chicken, baby girl. So you walk in standing in the back of the room, looking up at the menu and then going, these people don't seem friendly. I'm out of here. I mean, the level of lack of social awareness with some people is just frightening. Well, the moving company didn't wipe my butt. The moving company didn't, They didn't call my mom and then give her money while they were moving my stuff. It's like they're there to move your couches and nothing else. Put your shit in boxes. Fucking grow up. You're not a victim because you're lazy, I want to talk a little bit about the solar eclipse. COVID shut everybody down, destroyed people's social skills that were already like on the brink with video games and VR technology, and we don't even know how to talk to each other. We're swiping dates in our phones and we're forgetting about people's feelings and their, and just being empathic people in this world. And we're losing our social skills. And I think that's why today, or a few days ago when the solar eclipse happened, there were so many people coming in. I was running into so many people from Europe, from Finland, from fucking British Columbia, because Austin, Texas had an eclipse totalis. a solar eclipse totalis. And, you know, I was just doing my laundry. I didn't really give a shit about it. I had so much to do. I'm still like settling into my new apartment. You know, I think everybody wanted to feel unified because the sun and the moon is not really political. It's not really, it doesn't, you know, everyone can get behind the sun and the moon, and it's not really red versus blue. It's sort of yellow versus gray. And it's not political, and it's something that unified us. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, we're just on this planet. And the sun and the moon don't change their pronouns throughout the millennia. They don't have, they don't, they're happy to identify as celestial bodies. You know, the moon doesn't identify as a turtle, and the sun doesn't identify as milk. You know, they are what they are. It's the sun and the moon. Now, you can argue that one's a space station. I'm not interested in those things. So let's talk about nudity in Austin, Texas. You know, when I first moved here, I wasn't sure people would like me in Texas because I'm from New Jersey. And, you know, in my last podcast, I talk a lot of shit on Texas, and they deserved everything I said. But when I wasn't sure if I would, they would like me here, and then I went swimming in Barton Springs, you know, and all the women took their tops off, and I couldn't really put my finger on it, but I thought, you know, this place is kind of cool. But I've been hearing rumors of this other place called Hippie Hollow. Now, there's a place here called Mount Bunnell, and there was a general called General Bunnell, and he, you know, had a bunch of land, and he, you know, a little house in the corner. But he also owned this whole hill. And when he died, he bestowed the hill upon Travis County. And it's free. You can go and walk up this hill and have a nice hike. And it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. I did it with my brother, his wife, and my godson. And then, yeah, it's just a beautiful place to go. There's another place called Hippie Hollow. And a very different kind of billionaire, sort of a creepy billionaire. He owned all this land near the river. And he said, well, I don't care if you trespass, but clothes optional. So this kind of like weirdo dude had this thing where he didn't mind if you came on his property. But, you know, this for that, you know, he just wanted to see you naked, you know, so you could like go swimming, but take your clothes off, you know. So when he died, he said, you know, he wrote in his will that, you know, Travis County, you can have my place, but keep it the same, clothes optional. And his whole game throughout his life is like, oh, you don't think it's natural to be naked? Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants. Okay, let's look at Winnie the, oh, look, Eeyore's nude. Oh, look, little Piglet's nude. See, it's right here, a children's book. How can that be harmful? Take your clothes off. So the only variant, so now like once a year on Eeyore's birthday, a bunch of creeps and weirdos go down there to paint each other's faces as Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore in congruence with this freak. So how can it be bad if it's what God gave you? You know what I mean? Just like, whatever, to each his own. But the only difference that Travis County imposed is you have to pay like for parking and an entry fee. So not only does the government want to see you naked, but you got to pay. They want your money and they want to show Travis County. At least the freak just wanted to see your naughty bits. Travis County also wants your cash. I mean, insult to injury. Isn't my nudity worth anything? No. Pay for parking. It's not cheap. Pay per admission. So, you know, I had a show called Illuminati Confirmed November 17. And, you know, I had some personal issues. I was living with a cocaine cowboy loser for a long time, but now I have my own place and I had to like sort of move and exercise that. But one night I was all feeling sorry for myself and I was like texted the booker at Vulcan Gas Company and I asked if Klaus Schwab Jr. could have a July 11th and September 12th show, Illuminati confirmed. And the only thing he came back with was, how about July 11th, September 11th? So if you haven't seen, it's on my website, erichhollerbach.com. July 11th, September 11th, will be hosted by Klaus Schwab Jr. at the Vulcan Gas Company, Illuminati confirmed, with Harrison Smith of the American Journal, InfoWars fame. And we've had a lot of synchronicities around this, so I know I'm on the right track. Look, I'm not fully religious, but there have been some impossible synchronicities around this event. For example, I told him, hey, we got to get Candace Medina on the show. She's so funny. He wrote her name in his notebook. And then the next day, or a week later, we had another meeting about the show, and she shows up. So I don't know if that's, and two more synchronicities happen, but they're sort of more private, more subtle. But you know you're on the right track. I guess my overall thing is, you know you're on the right track of life if like completely impossible things happen. Like things that are so beyond the realm of chance that like it doesn't make any sense that we would write someone's name in our notebook and at the next meeting they show up. It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. So we're still working on the lineup, but July 11th, if I have anything to do with it, you'll see Candace Medina on that show, and you'll see Klaus Schwab Jr. You know, when he's around, I get it. I'm not around. I disappear, so you won't see me. But July 11th, September 11th, Vulcan Gas Company, Illuminati confirmed. We'd love to see you. I love you all very much. I know it's a short episode. I'm getting my apartment set up. I haven't had a podcast in a while. I've had some life changes. Excuse, blah, 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 blah. But that's what's going on. I love you very much. Highway Diary, episode 400, Personal Responsibility. Bye, everybody.